Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 131 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2017. And welcome to the Comic Book Club once again. So, this is actually a movie adaption. I have several movie adaptions in my collection. I always thought they were kind of neat for whatever reason when I was a kid. Although, you know, now we got DVDs. I can watch the movie as many times as I want. Video on demand, blah, blah, blah. But when I was younger, it was cool. It was the same. It's one of those things that I did, like when I took a tape recorder. And I've mentioned this on Technorama a million times. Where I took a tape recorder and taped, you know, encased a microphone onto the TV so I could record shows. I recorded Star Trek. I recorded Speed Racer. You know, probably Six Million Dollar Man. Stuff like that. So I could listen to it again later. Because we didn't have VCRs, you know, or nothing like that to be able to record it. So I could relive the show by re-listening to it. So I think that's probably where I thought some of these movie adaptions were pretty cool. So tonight's movie adaption. Oh, yeah. And I've got Star Wars in a large format comic in my collection. And I know I've got others. I can't remember off the top of my head. But this one tonight is a movie actually I just rewatched recently, and I've seen the couple of scenes from it on YouTube popping up every here and there. It's Star Trek III: The Search for Spock, a DC movie special. It's for $1.75. Why is it more in Canada? I don't know. It was $1.50, and it's $1.75 in Canada. But this is from DC Comics, 1984, and the inside cover we have. The cast, I don't know why they felt like they had to show it, print the cast of the movie in here. But the movie adaption is brought to you by Mike W. Barr, did the script. Art is Tom Burton, Rick Estrada, and Ricardo Villagran. I guess that's how you say his name. So several people did the art on this. And I like the art in here. This is a really cool comic. It's pretty much shot for shot for the movie. All the major steps in the dialogue are in here. Like when Kirk is trying to hurry Scotty along to open the doors when they're stealing the Enterprise. All the way through Kirk kicking, what's his name? The Klingon guy in the face, telling him he's had enough of him. So I can't even remember the Klingon's name. Wow, that's weird. So the shots in here are pretty cool. They'd had some nice shots of the ships that they drew inside. I like it when people draw ships because I used to draw ships, especially in school. You know, I would draw ships and imagine what they look like or make my own, not just the Enterprise. Or I would also draw like the Galactica, things like that. But I would draw my own and always thought it was fun to do. Actually, I remember we played Ship Wars. I think it was. I would draw one on a piece of paper. And a kid would draw a ship on the other side, opposite side of the paper. And we would hold our pencils by the erasers and put the lead down. And you could lean it forward, but we would kind of flick the pencil, and make a line. You know, it would kind of go random. It wouldn't be perfectly straight. So it was like my ship was shooting his. I remember doing that back a long time ago. So anyway. Drawing ships is cool. But there's a couple of shots in here. There's an Enterprise that didn't look that great. Now, the Klingon Bird of Prey looks awesome. And when they pull into the space dock, there's some really cool shots of the Excelsior. I say shots. Drawings of the Excelsior and various other ships. And they got like, here's one with three nacelles. It's kind of strange. So, like again, shot for shot, there's Kirk and Spock's quarters and McCoy's losing his mind. So anyway, they skip through. Now, one at the end, there's a scene, which I thought was interesting, that Sabak went into a little more detail when Kirk said he wanted to, he told her that he was taking Spock off Genesis and he was going to take him to Vulcan. And she said that his Katra was meant to be put into the Hall of Vulcan Memories. I don't know what you call it, but and stored away. But then she said that there's another procedure that hadn't been done in a long time, and she named it as, where is it at? She named it as, she was surprised that she had, oh, come on, where's it at? I'll find it in a minute. But she was, it's a, it was something else that hasn't been done for a long time. Oh, it's the Foul Torpon. He can rejoin his body and his mind if the elders permit it. That's what Sarek was saying at the end. Apparently they did permit it, and it's something they hadn't done for a long time. I didn't catch that detail in the movie if it was in there. So it's kind of neat. They explained it a little bit more. Oh yeah. The Foul Torpon is not attempted lightly. That's where Savick's giving some background on it. So apparently he pulls through, Spock pulls through, and there you go. Spoiler alert. The back cover has like a, looks like a collage where people had taken pictures of out of the movie and placed it all together. No words or anything. There's no ads in here. And on the back is it, except for an ad for some more Star Trek comics from DC Comics, which I have several. I have a bunch of them. I like Star Trek comics. So there you go. There's Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, DC Comics. All right, couple more days, and the Dog Days of Podcasting is history. Hope to see you at Dragon Con if you can make it. And if not, you'll be there in spirit, I'm sure. Thank you. Good night.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.